is Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production.
Welcome into Not So Fast, streaming live today with Tony, Big E, Jimbo, and T.O., the program that's brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/notsofast. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or your MP3 player. Well, Big E, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. My voice is a little far off today.
I love it, though. You got a little Sam Elliott thing going on.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, can we just have you recite lines from movies?
Name the movie, name the
well,
line.
Well, since you said Sam Elliott, let's do Big Lebowski. Am I thinking the right guy?
Yeah, what was one of his lines?
He said, I like your style, dude.
I like your style, dude.
How about we go to some Roadhouse? You can't do this without some Roadhouse.
That old dog won't hunt. What was it?
That dog won't
That's
hunt.
Right. That dog won't hunt.
I love it. In fact, I think...
All my exes live in Texas.
I got to be honest. If I could go with a voice change, everybody, like, if you could go with a name change, a voice, sure. You know, be taller, be short. If I go with a voice change, it's Sam Elliott all day long and twice on Sunday. So you're living the dream right now.
Kind of.
Yeah, don't get well.
You're saying sex line? I should know what a sex line maybe.
Maybe. I mean,
like older geriatric women.
Hey, you're getting a brand new Denali. I mean, you know, yeah. You make a few dollars on the side, see, right? A little yeah, sex line.
Never hurts. I'll even do escort.
They don't call them geriatric. They call them matures.
I think I'm going to go with a little side business, start making a little cash. This The Nick of Time, one of our shows.
Yeah, great
from,
podcast.
Yeah, great podcast here from Lineup Media Group. This guy's killing it, right? So I think last night I'm scouring the internet and I come across my own conspiracy theory that I think this thing's got legs. Did you guys see this?
Oh, I know it's got legs, but I don't know
well,
if there's
a truth
to it.
It's got legs for days. Legs for days. It's got more than legs. It's got everything
for
days.
It's got bombs as well.
Okay.
Stacey Keebler?
No. But there are some people out there who think that Katy Perry is JonBenet Ramsey.
There's also people who think the earth is flat.
I'm telling you, this thing's got legs, buddy. Hey, listen. When somebody just puts some information on the internet, everybody's, they want to believe it. They don't want to believe it. This is in Us Magazine's website.
Well, that's the source of record. No question.
No. Us Magazine is always like a day late because their stuff's usually true, right? Isn't that the case?
I believe.
Okay.
But didn't they recover her body?
Yeah, they buried her. They had a funeral, the whole thing.
If you're a conspiracy theorist, you don't know that, right?
I mean, you would. I mean, well, if there was a body
we're
found.
A little technical difficulty here, guys.
Bear with us, please.
It's not just your ears,
yeah.
Jimmy.
No. Oh, it is. Y'all, there it is.
There you are.
There I am.
There
He's
you are,
back.
Jim. Oh, you sound good.
Jimbo's back.
Did anybody not hear my earth-shattering revelation?
Yeah.
No. Well, okay.
Yeah, no, they heard it. JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes.
Is in fact.
Wait a minute.
Is in fact.
I am not.
Joan or John?
It's JonBenet.
It's JonBenet?
Isn't it?
Wait a minute.
JonBenet?
Now, there could be an issue. JonBenet Ramsey could be Katy Mary, but could John...
Katy Mary?
Yeah, that was a bad one, too.
That was a porn star, wasn't it?
Let's start this one over.
Oh, that was Mary Carey.
Oh, baby. It's not even a Freudian slip,
T.O. I want to be on record as saying that I'm not saying she is. Us Magazine is putting out
Jimbo's
an article.
Just reporting.
I was saying
I'm
that.
Reporting.
No,
you know, like in the background, there should be some of that typing going on. Breaking news, yes. But this one.
No, you're Carl Bernstein on this one. No doubt.
And I've got to go, and I'm saying, and to your point, this one has legs. And
oh, it's got legs all day.
I mean, she must be deep through.
It's got cachet up the yin yang.
That's what you could be. That voice, you could be deep throat.
I'm deep throat. I've got the info.
Yeah.
So. Correct me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
The father is in prison for killing her, correct?
No.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
You didn't know
I mean, no.
Solved.
Yes, I'm sure. The father's not. No one was ever convicted of that crime.
I thought they ended up charging the dad for some reason.
Oh, they look. Whenever someone dies in your house, the homeowner is usually a suspect.
It's pretty crazy now, the myth and legend of the JonBenet case, how it's evolved.
It's a good one.
But her mother.
So that's an unsolved mystery.
They moved to Georgia years later. Well, not years later, but a couple years later, they moved to Georgia. She passed away, I want to say, maybe 10 years ago.
The mom?
The mom passed away. She had cancer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The brother, who has some type of disability, is still alive. And as far as I know, the father's still alive. And I thought he even remarried.
Good for him.
Yeah. So Katy Perry.
That's what I'm hearing. I don't know.
You know who should get a hold of?
What does Katy have to say about this?
Russell Brand would know.
Because you would think she'd remember her own murder.
You know, though, Katy Perry is a stage person. And this little Ramsey girl
was
a stage girl.
And she definitely had a stage mom.
Yep. So
we got to get
Nick
all over this.
Look at the trajectory. Yeah, we do. We need to get with Nick.
That's
interesting, Jimbo.
I kind of jumped him on this one probably, didn't I? See what I'm saying? A little side business.
Yeah.
A little side business. So anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there
I love it.
For all you conspiracy theorists.
Well, who's not a conspiracy theorist these days?
Me. Not really.
I hate conspiracies.
Yeah, but
why?
You know what?
Do they scare you?
No, I just
I know they scare you.
They waste time. It's like a mystery without you don't get the ending of.
Making of a murder. People are all into that, but at the end of the day, that's kind of a conspiracy
tale. Totally.
Sure.
And that's captivated America in some sense.
Oh, no doubt, man. Did you ever get into it like you promised you were going to do?
No. I haven't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Save yourself.
You know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
The
police say they did it. They did it.
I'm on record as saying that if they know that this is their guy, do what you got to do to put away the bad guy.
Yeah. Until that bad guy is you and you didn't do it.
That's the only time I'm going to care. I'm going to be honest with you.
But how? What's the percentage? Come on, guys.
Oh, it's minuscule. You know it's so minuscule.
Coming from a guy that he spent 18 years in prison for a rape he didn't commit.
Who, you?
No, the Avery dude.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Jimbo?
Wait a minute. Are you sure he didn't do it? Or did he get off on a technicality? And I don't know the answer.
Oh, no.
That's always my favorite.
They found a guy
DNA
in prison.
Clearance.
What a fetish.
Had the DNA.
But the problem is, you don't know what else he did. Sometimes these police officers know they did and they can't prove.
You can't fucking arrest a guy for a rape he didn't commit.
Well, you
commit.
Can do anything you want.
I was going to say, same thing. You can arrest anybody for anything.
Tell a U.S. Marshal he can't do anything.
Yeah, but that's why they were getting sued. They were going to lose a lot of money.
Just like you can
be
sued.
He just said something very good in that voice.
That's a very good way to get Tommy Lee Jones up your ass.
Oh, that's a good line.
Man,
clip that.
That's
a good line.
Let me tell you, you've got the whole thing going over there with Sam Elliott.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I feel like
don't even just talk normal.
Just
it's
talk
so
normal,
good.
Right?
I don't think you know how good you sound.
I feel like I'm in Tombstone.
Yeah. That you know what? When I heard him this morning, Jim, I literally thought of 310 to Yuma. I'm like, he's waiting for me at the train station, and he's just going to cuff me and stuff me as soon as I step off that Pullman.
I'm telling you, I feel like.
You're not my type.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Wow.
I'm your Huckleberry.
That escalated quickly, didn't it, Dio?
Wow. I'm your Huckleberry.
All right, there's a lot going on. Anybody watch the debates last night, the Republican debate? T.O. puts his hand to his head.
I missed it.
I'm just going to watch Saturday Night Live and get caught up.
The good version.
You think you get more news out of SNL?
Well, I mean, it's a skit. It's a comedy skit.
The debate or SNL?
Ah.
Either way.
I caught the end of it this morning on the news, but they're pretty much just attacking Trump the whole time.
It's come to this.
Finally.
Folks, it's come to this.
Finally.
What's
the
it
Joker
come to?
Out of here.
What's it come to? What do you got?
Name calling.
Just
to whoever can scream the loudest.
He's minus 300 to be the Republican nominee now. Trump is.
Minus 300. Yeah. I love that he is an odds maker because you would have to bet 300 to win 100 on Trump being the Republican nominee.
One to three favorite.
Holy smoke.
One to three favorite.
Holy smoke.
What do you get on Rubio?
They were both like.
Can I get a parlay on
plus three and plus 550 or 650? I can't remember.
Oh, man.
I think Rubio. Oh, man. Rubio had the next best odds, and I think Cruz.
What kind of parlay can I get on a Rubio Cruz ticket?
You can't parlay that because they're both going for one spot.
I'm saying just for a ticket. Like, you know.
Oh, okay. So one of them being the running mate? I haven't seen that. I haven't seen any odds for, like, who's going to be the vice presidential
candidate. Too early?
I guess. I don't know.
Too soon.
Do you think that more money, because you are the betting guy, do you think more money is going to be laid out politically than in any other previous election season through Vegas?
Oh, without a doubt.
And this, I mean, they're going to break the bank on this one. They're probably going to double what they've done in previous years.
I don't ever remember them really doing a lot of odds on primary. I mean, you know, just the general stuff before.
Yeah.
Not to this extent.
No, when South Carolina primary is on the board at
yeah. It's just It's weird to see, you know.
It's absolutely amazing. Hey, folks, don't forget, you can share our show with your friends. You can do it on Facebook, Twitter, by email, any way that you communicate with your people. Just do it. Share our show now. Not So Fast. The website for us is notsofastpodcast.com. On Twitter, and we have a lot of Twitter followers. Thank you for everyone following us on Twitter.
Did we hit 1,000 yesterday?
Tim? T.O.? Where are we, babe?
We were checking right now. 5 away. Don't know if we got there or not.
All right. But that is at Not So Fast Show. Again, Facebook, very simple. Facebook.com/Not So Fast Show. And, of course, you can subscribe on iTunes, on Stitcher, or on any major podcast outlet. Just click subscribe. And if you're there, go ahead and leave us that nice 5-star review. Especially, say you love E's voice. E, tell him to leave us a 5-star review.
Hey, leave us a 5-star feedback, and we'll call you personally.
You sound like Wolfman Jack.
I was going to say, that's
disclaimer, hey, no one will be calling you.
Hey, we're 2 away from 1,000, so we appreciate everything.
There's a
prize, but let's get
to
over
our
1,000. Yes, there is a prize, and it's going to be a phone call from slash Big E.
I'll call him. Leave your number if you're under 1,000.
And we follow back because we want to follow you guys that follow us so that we can engage with you guys on social media stuff. And then we'd like to hear from you. And we'll talk about some stuff on the show if you guys want to hear it as well.
Okay, Jimbo, a little baseball talk.
Oh.
I saw this all over the map yesterday.
Okay.
And E, please chime in.
Oh.
Dexter Fowler re-signs with the Cubs and the world loses their mind?
You must have saw my post last
night. Nobody cares.
You saw my post on Facebook last night.
You posted this?
You didn't see this?
No.
Oh, come on now. Hang on. I'm going to check my likes.
You don't have Jimbo among your favorites on Facebook?
I just like whatever Jim posts.
I get a notification.
You liked it. You saw it. Hey, listen, very simple. This is what I posted. Someone has to explain to me why everyone is getting all bent out of shape because the Cubs signed Dexter Fowler today. I was unaware that a guy that hits 260 and hits 11 home runs was going to be the guy that puts the final nail in the Cardinals' coffin.
Hey, look at his stats, his offensive numbers compared to Jason Hayward. We were
hang on. You know what's funny? You say that. I'm getting, you know, back and forth comments.
That wasn't funny at all.
And there's a lot of people. That are in the camp, but they, you know, but then they're giving you the whole, well, Hayward can move to right and blah blah blah. Now they can make a trade. And all I said was basically two things on this. Number one, I am excited about the fact then that Schwarber and Soler won't be in the lineup at the same time. I think that is phenomenal. That's phenomenal. But then I thought, you know what? They were taught, like a buddy of mine starts putting on here about this and that. So I just put up his career numbers.
Who's Dexter or Hayward?
Dexter Fowler.
Dexter
Fowler. Along with his stats from last year. And they are this. 250, 17 home runs, which was a high for him.
Mm-hmm.
He averages about 11.
Yeah.
But he is playing in that bam box.
Yeah.
46 RBIs and a leadoff hitter with a .346 on base percentage. Not great at all.
No.
Now.
I'm not going to lose sleep over that. But you know what my statement was?
Jimbo, can I interrupt you?
Hang on.
Do you have his bowling average?
Yes, I do. You know what my statement was?
164.
Here are his career stats, although I guess they did just give Hayward $200 million for stats fairly similar to this.
That's
what $200 million gets you these days,
outfield
guys.
Play.
I would rather give Big E $100,000 to talk like this all day.
The thing is, though,
it's
because everybody has a hard-on for sabermetrics. I mean, people are following that shit to a T. And I agree with Jimbo. Like, we talked about it on the show earlier this week about, you know, what the Cubs' talent and what they have and what they've done. But when you're spending $200 million on a player, in my mind, you get 30 home runs, close to a .300 batting average, and a guy that's going to give you 90 to 100 RBIs and 90 to 100 runs. And
$200 million, though, T.O., it just can't be average.
But he's going to drive in how many runs?
Over 90 to 100 runs.
I'll take the under on that if you want to.
If I'm going to spend $200 million,
but
that's what I'm expecting in return for that money.
Jimbo, examine something T.O. just said. This is not a knock against you. This is just a sign of our times, man.
Yep. Well, there's not a lot of those guys around anymore.
He's willing to pay that money for 90 RBIs. 90.
There's not a lot of guys that are doing it anymore, though.
Relief pitching. It's the back ends. It's, you know.
Have runs become that valuable that
yes,
you have
and
to
that's
pay
why,
over the top?
But that's why WAR is so important. I forget what the number was. Hayward saved so many runs from right field, and it was because
of
the putouts he had.
But hang on a second. But this is where I disagree with the what
I'm
is,
not
is
saying
it,
this.
No, no,
I'm
no,
just
no.
saying that's what people.
This
you
is
know?
Where I disagree with is the correct term sabermetrics?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is where I disagree with sabermetrics, and this is where you always have the – and there's gray area and everything. I get that. But because Hayward played for the Cardinals last year, And I watch, and my wife will attest to this, I watch way too many Cardinal games, right? I personally saw this great outfielder and this great instinctive base runner lose games for the Cardinals last year on the base pad. Do you remember the game I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Did not advance, and then they lost in the next. And I watched him miss fly balls in the outfield that he misjudged. Now, guess what happens on those? You don't get an error on those.
No.
And there is no stat for bad base running.
But what I'm saying, though, is he's been the Gold Glove recipient for...
Well, that's... Okay.
I mean...
Mike Schmidt won a bunch of Gold Gloves, too.
But they put stock into that.
So it's Scott Rowland.
I'm not arguing with you on this, Jimbo. It's crazy what counts these days. The NBA's making a shift that way. Boston and Sacramento, I believe. Sacramento has guys in their front office that have never played basketball. They're MIT and Harvard graduates,
and
it's all math numbers and equations, and that's how they're selecting their team. The Celtics have done the same thing.
How's that working out for Sacramento so far?
It's like Moneyball.
They had won three in a row. They're doing better. Like they're
won three in a row.
There's a lot of Kentucky.
Oh, they've won three in a row.
There's a lot of Kentucky players on that team. Watch it, all right? Watch it.
Bring in more MIT guys. Bring in more geeks.
But they just started
Sacramento.
What even the hell is their name? Boston. Look at how
I don't even know the nickname of that team. That's how remote that is.
Okay, what about Boston?
They got the Butler coach, Brad Stevens.
They're doing they took on the same
and they're
approach.
Looking for more white players to get. When Kevin Love is in a trade rumor for the Boston Celtics, I go, that's the least shocking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that would fit the stereotype. He's kind of clear though. That's like I said about Larry Bird. Everybody's like, "Oh, Larry's not white. Larry's clear." Was it Jordan that said that, or was Jordan, Barkley, or Magic? One of those guys made that comment.
I don't know, but yeah. I remember this. Larry used to get pissed off if the other coach would send out the white guy to guard him.
Yeah.
Well, again, back to baseball. Get off that hoops. Back to America's game.
The Warriors are 50-5, Jimbo. Yeah, you need to at least pay some attention to that kind of excellence.
Yeah, I've caught their act on ESPN. I love the defense. back to baseball. Okay, yeah.
Back on with your dated theories on the game and not understanding sabermetrics.
Back to baseball, to where a guy stands 60 feet from you and throws it 95, and you have to hit it, and then there's nine guys that catch it.
Yeah.
Okay, as opposed to standing 10 feet away from a guy and letting him shoot all
day. So you're saying baseball is more difficult. So you're going to say the hardest thing to do is hit a 100-mile-per-hour fastball in sports.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt, man.
I would agree with that, too.
Okay. Anyway, but I'm really getting at the fact that there's defense played in baseball.
Oh, there's defense played in football.
There is?
There is.
Yes.
All right. Occasionally.
Your best athletes in the world are playing basketball and football right now.
Yeah. I couldn't argue that.
Think of how good a shortstop Steph Curry would be.
Let me ask you this, Jimbo. The problem.
In the early 90s when the Bulls went on their run, did you like the NBA then?
Well, I would watch Michael Jordan.
That's exactly.
What made Michael Jordan the greatest ever is that he'd go out and make you look stupid offensively, but if he wanted to, he would just shut you down.
Well, he's one of the best defenders.
Yeah, he's one of the best defenders.
Okay, so I enjoy that. What I don't enjoy are these lazy guys walking back on defense and guys chucking up threes with nobody in their face, and everybody thinks it's great. And don't get me wrong, it's an unbelievable skill. I'm not saying that.
I'll let you get back to baseball in a second. Okay. But the reason they let people chuck threes and don't defend them is because it's in their odds.
Well, hey, that sounds great. Yeah,
they don't make it.
Those MIT guys, they've figured out that it's much better to not guard that guy 35 feet from the basket.
And how's that working out for everybody that plays against Steph Curry this year?
Well, that's what makes the Warriors so great. Well, if you do, it's pick your poison.
I know, and I'm obviously over the top exaggerating because I hate basketball. But
I'm not a huge NBA fan.
Are you not good at basketball, Jimbo?
Well, hell no. What do you mean?
But you're athletic.
No, I was five foot four. I was 5 foot nothing.
Oh, you're a heightist.
Yes,
I got you. This is all made clear to me now.
Was it Muggsy Bogues? He did pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, Spud Webb. These should have been your idols if you were a small shrimp until you got your height.
Hang it up and go do something else.
All right,
it's time. All right.
So Big E, this is a guy who could have posted some people up.
Let me tell you, this guy could have grabbed a rebound or two.
Yeah.
I could have.
So while we're on the sports topic,
he'd rather dominate Sniper or what is it, Halo?
That's fair enough.
He's dominating some Halo.
Well, we're on the sports.
Somebody's dying today.
The sports topic here, Jimbo. You have kids that are playing sports right now. E and I will here in the next probably 3 to 4 years.
That's right.
Tony had a daughter that played competitively and has a son that's in high school. And me and my buddy were talking the other day about, you know, if your kid is an elite athlete.
Okay.
And because there's a friend of mine's kid is.
You got one?
Really good. Yeah, he's in.
How old?
He is in fifth grade right now.
Well, come on. No,
but here's my point. Okay. This is not about him being good or this. Just wait, though.
Dinner later.
You're missing what I'm – you don't even know where I'm going.
If you're going to mention elite athlete in fifth grade to me, the conversation is
over.
No, but there's – he's looking at it. He's like, you know, if my son comes to me and wants to say, hey, Dad, I want to take steroids.
No.
I want to get – like – so we have this conversation. So, Jimbo, you have a son that is probably going to play college baseball.
If he's lucky. Go ahead,
Tony. Now. Your son's probably going to play college soccer.
If he's lucky.
So my buddy and I had this conversation, how you would handle it if your kid is that dedicated to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you inform your kid of the – because I didn't know what to say to him. You know, and it's obviously a few years down the road.
It's a health risk, T.O., though. The benefit is certainly there. But the other health risk – and go ask Tyler – is it Tyler Houghton's dad from Dallas area?
No idea.
Oh, the kid that
Is this the guy, and you're going to get me going here, is this the guy that wanted to blame Mark McGwire for his son's death on steroids?
Yeah.
Because if I was Mark McGwire, I would have stood up and turned around and said, where were you? You're his father.
Snap.
Where were you?
That's
what I'd have said.
No, I think Mark would have been in his rights to say that. But
anyway,
there are
I
health concerns to
as you know. That. But if you're doing it properly and you're
now, I don't know that coming you, on and off. I don't know that any doctor is going to sign off.
I'm not really thinking about getting it from
the doctor. Already in the black market.
All right, look, here's the number one. You can have two sides to every argument. Jose Canseco swears by him. Says he feels great.
Yeah.
Says he feels like a...
Doctors prescribe him to older people now.
Okay. Sounds like Charlie Sheen.
My wife just did a prednisone round.
And again, I obviously know nothing about it. But the point is, what are you going to say to your 17 or 18-year-old kid... that if they've got it made up in their mind, what are you going to do? You're going to strap them down. You're going to lock them in a room. You're going to do anything. And I ask everybody here and anybody out in the audience.
You don't allow them to play sports.
If you want to bury – well, good luck with that. If you want to bury your head
parent,
in the sand.
You don't let them leave the house.
If you – good luck. You know, I mean
– 17-year-old, you are in charge.
Well, okay. I mean, you think you're in charge.
Yeah.
Everybody in here was 17. Were your parents in charge at 17?
Mine was.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They were – well, how much were they in charge, though? To the point of when you left the house, right?
Well, yeah, but even then I had to, you know, check in.
Yeah,
that was – well, no, who doesn't do that? But, I mean, come on now.
What I'm saying is I didn't leave with that
position. My mom would have –
if I was grounded, I didn't leave.
You didn't do any – okay, so you did – so you didn't go to school?
Well, I would go to school, but home after school.
You didn't participate in a sport?
I suppose. I wasn't getting grounded a lot. I wasn't an asshole.
Well, my point is –
I was grounded.
My point is you are not going to be around them – overlooking them 24 hours a day.
That's
you raise children to make the best decision. You don't raise children to be good in front of you. You raise them to be good when you're not around.
Can't you go up
to make good decisions?
Tell the school, my child is no longer allowed to play the sport.
You can.
So Jimbo, that's
boom.
They're
no
going
to let Jim get to his.
Let me get to my point here, though. Where does it end, though? I mean, eventually they're going to be old enough to stick their middle finger up at you, and then you got an even bigger problem. Where I'm going with this is the only thing you can do, and I think somebody mentioned here, is all you can do is educate them.
Fair.
Yeah.
Because we all know that with most kids, if you look at them and you're not doing this and you scream at them, you do all this, it's just going to make them want to say, well, what's all the hubbub about? So I think you educate them.
Yes.
Right? But the truth of the matter is here's the end all problem. Okay, this is it in a nutshell. And you can bury your head in the sand and do whatever you want. But you used the word elite, so you need a description for the word elite, right?
Take that out of
My point is, if you want to get hypothetical, okay, if you're an 18, 19-year-old kid, let's say it was any one of us, and you're, let's say, like the way baseball is now with all this perfect game crap, if all of a sudden you're really close.
I would 100% done it.
100%. Well, that's the thing. How many people would have? Now, obviously, we don't want that for our children, but when you were 19, you probably would have done it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So would you rather your son...
I'm not advocating it.
No,
I'm just saying it's a reality
Jim's
of a problem we're dealing with.
If you talk to your kid about it and you had the conversation, would you rather have that way to go about it or him do it on his own and you find out that way?
There is no good answer. You hope you have an educated conversation with him and he makes a decision. Mm-hmm. Here's a better question. You want to get real? Let's get real. Would you rather? Let's say when he's 27 and he's done with his baseball career, he had a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you okay with him never getting a shot? And he came to you and said, "I just couldn't do the drugs," or are you more proud if he's 28 and he's playing in Major League Baseball and he gets busted taking steroids? But he made it. Well, there's your real hypothetical, because I can assure you it's happened. There are players out there that didn't make it that are pissed off they did it right.
That's right.
And as a parent, God, you got to be proud as hell.
I would be very proud.
Now, what about the parents of the players who've been busted, who they know have done this,
who
want to bury their head in the sand and act like their kid hasn't done it? And don't get me wrong, I'm sure there's a lot of people that haven't. If we're going to get hypothetical, hypothetical.
That's a great hypothetical, Jim.
My brother played at a decent JUCO school. They're in one of the better junior college conferences in the country. I was shocked at the amount of kids there that took steroids at a JUCO.
Let me tell you, I can imagine it was eye opening for you.
I mean, I was shocked.
You said, he played in a league, and Jimbo knows the players were routinely drafted out of this league.
I mean, every team had kids.
So the reality was, if you performed well in this league, there was a chance you were going to go get to play some rookie ball low A ball.
Everybody went on to a Division I school off the teams too. I mean,
you were going to carry
if they
on.
Didn't get drafted.
You were going to carry on.
But here's the real issue with that too. Why is it why does it just have to be if you're a big time stud prospect or play at a big? Do you think that changes the mindset of any kid that wants to be good at something?
No, because you still want to be just good. You want to be the best among your peers if you're a real competitor.
Why doesn't a kid who wants money not just walk in a bank and rob it?
Because they know the consequences and repercussions.
That's right. So you try to have a conversation with them and make them understand the consequences.
Yeah, and that's
the education.
Do they test at
the high schools? They test.
They can't afford to test.
And that was my next point.
I think there's something. I don't know what it is, but there's something. They can be pop tested, I think.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
But maybe to screen everyone, you can't afford that.
No, because you'd have to do it across every sport.
Yeah. You'd be testing, you know, and you
400 kids.
You want to talk about where it really get into? Hell, you'd be testing the cheerleaders and the Palms.
That's what I'd be advocating for if they were doing it to my kids.
Because those girls suffer injuries at the same rate as the, from everything that they do. Hey, folks, if you like the show, give us some love. The next time you're going to buy something on Amazon, and we know that you do, before you do it, go to our website at notsofastpodcast.com. You click the Amazon banner. It won't cost you a thing to click that banner, but we get the credit and the referral, and it helps keep this little program on the air. More with Big E's fabulous Sam Elliott voice right after this when we come back here on Not So Fast.
See you soon, folks.
Hola muchachos, my friends, it's the Ocho Man. I got my man here, Armand, and you can't miss our show, my friends. It's been great. We've had a great run so far. Armand, you know what? I'm making the show. I don't care what you say.
No, I thought I was particularly brilliant.
Well, I'm the genius around here, and you can check us out on facebook.com/OchoManBehindTheEightBall and on Twitter, too, at Ocho Man Podcast. And you can catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podbean, my friends. Okay?
That's a backslash, not a virgule?
No, that's not a virgule. I don't know what a virgule is. Don't bring up a goddamn virgule again. That's Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball.
Imbecile.
Yeah, you're an imbecile, too.
All the trouble I've been in.
Hey, this is Darren Pang, alongside my partner Kelly Chase here on Chasing Pucks with Panger. This is our NHL podcast, and it's on NHLpodcast.com, and it's damn good. It's really good. So you got to listen up. Make sure you download us. Make sure you figure it out. Anything you want to know about the NHL, stories, we got lots of stories. Chaser, do we have lots of stories?
We got stories, folks. Title in, you're going to love it. Buckle up.
Tony, T.O., Jimbo, Big E, doing his best impressions today. Can you say, let me have you say, you can't have any pudding.
How could you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
You didn't have to do the British accent, just do the full on you. You don't need an accent when you got a voice
How
like this.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
Now do Dirty Harry.
Go ahead, punk. Make my millennium.
Now do Borat.
Very nice.
Pretty good. I gotta say.
Thank you.
Honestly, pretty good, bud.
Hey, don't forget, audible.com brings you the show. You can click and check out. You can get a free 30-day trial as well to check out their service for you listeners here on Not So Fast. Again, I read The Martian. I downloaded it like that. I still haven't seen the movie. It's a great service. If you love to read like T.O. does, he's a big reader. I mean, volume.
Come on.
Is it voluminous or voluminous? Voluminous. Voluminous reader.
No. Well, you could say that.
Can you just say the guy's not reading?
He's high volume reader.
Oh, you just want me to come out and say it?
He has the attention. I don't know.
He reads books on his phone all the time.
No, those are texts.
Oh, those are texts.
No. They're long texts.
Yeah, they read like a book.
T.O.?
Well, I don't know.
He's not even. Did you hear any of that, T.O.?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I was listening.
Yeah. You were? Okay, good.
How's the show?
Making sure you're paying attention.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, one other. This is a sports-related topic. University of Tennessee is in a little bit of trouble.
Where's that at?
That's in Knoxville.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not far from Gatlinburg, where a boy named Sue met his father.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Title IX lawsuit.
Over the name?
No. Players who have been charged with aggravated sexual assault.
That's horrible.
The females on campus.
How much they get charged? That's not funny.
Ding, ding.
Wow.
I don't know what the – I don't know in terms of degree, you know, rape or
– He missed it.
Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah, I just don't make light of this stuff.
Okay.
The
– I thought that's all we did around here was make light
of
stuff.
Well, not this stuff.
Okay.
But what comes –
Did you hear about the football player? Are you getting to that?
Yeah, I'm getting to the football player who basically said Butch Jones called him a traitor – for helping out one of the
girls
alleged
that was getting
sexual assault victims
by the two players, and then he got beat up by two of the players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if there's any validity to this, there's a world of trouble. But here's kind of my question. A Title IX lawsuit, and when a university goes through this, they have to investigate. Since when are universities or any schools – since when are they investigatory bodies that are qualified to go out and hold and accumulate evidence in a criminal proceeding?
No, it's like Louisville. You know, Louisville has all this going on with the hookers and the basketball team, and they go ahead and just throw it down on their kids this season before the NCAA can, hoping that's going to be a big enough punishment. So what you have is these schools, when something like this happens, they do their internal investigation. Then they say, all right, we're gonna take away three scholarships from this sport. We're going to be non-bowl eligible for 2 years, something, something, something. And then they hope that the NCAA is happy with this for them taking the responsibility
right.
of handing the punishment out. I think it's a bitch move that the NCAA lets them do that.
I agree
You're
with
You're telling
you.
Me the schools are going to be 100% completely honest and – hold themselves accountable?
There's no way. It's
to
a complete conflict of interest.
Exactly.
It's a complete conflict of interest. And if my daughter, who's at a major university, was in a situation like this, you're damn right. Not only would there be a criminal procedure coming, there'd be a civil one coming as well.
Yeah,
and that's exactly what the young women at Tennessee have done.
This is why Peyton Manning got brought back up. This was part of it, too.
It led to this. Yes. The whole Peyton Manning thing that we discussed 2 weeks ago, that story that wouldn't go away – this led into this story. And, I mean, Knoxville might as well burn to the ground now.
Butch Jones is going to be fired. I can already tell. If that kid got – the kid transferred at the end of the football season to Eastern Tennessee or Tennessee State. Supposedly a decent player, you know, highly recruited guy.
Yeah.
If there is truth to that he got – you know, if the allegations are true, Butch Jones is fucked. I don't care how
Big
good of a
time.
Coach he is. I don't care how good of a recruiter he is. You know, he's got that program trending upwards. They won't be able to save that guy's job.
There's no way. And here's what I remember about – and you and I talked about this years ago when he was hired. He was hired, I think, 4 years ago. Everyone was like, oh, man, Tennessee's going to be good. Why are they going to be good? They hired the best cheater. That's exactly what was being said in SEC circles.
He came from Cincinnati, right?
Define
after Cincinnati.
Cheater.
Someone who finds the gray area and exploits it to the nth degree.
And he'll take on any player. He's one of these guys that kids
have
been in trouble. Yeah. And like serious stuff too, like, you know, kid gets, you know, in trouble.
Worse than Art Briles did at Baylor, taking basically a known rapist and bringing him into campus.
Yeah. He's giving him a second chance.
I'm for second chances, but I'm also for protecting my student body. particularly the female student body, because this is an epidemic around
you just,
around
the you just want to protect a female body, all right?
Who doesn't?
Okay.
It's bad. It's real.
It's
bad.
An epidemic
it's bad
around
on
the country
right now.
No, what? There's a lot of problems.
Jimbo,
we got a lot of problems with you people.
What don't these young guys understand? You lay a hand on a woman in an aggressive manner, there is no good end result for
you're
you.
You're going to get me going again.
We're a lot back. Of it is, oh man, is when you get these kids out on their own, you introduce alcohol, Jimbo. Yeah, I mean, these kids are partying a lot for the
starts
first time.
Starts sooner than that. It starts with a life filled with mom and dad telling you how special you are and how nothing you do is your fault. And I see it every day. Sorry.
Well, but the smacking of the women, that's something you probably see at home. That, I mean, like, that's
that could be a learned
product of your environment.
Yeah.
But again, but if you've been told all your life, every time you do something wrong, it's not your fault.
It's the affluency defense.
I'm sorry.
It is. You're right, Eve. Yeah, well, again, now take it to Manziel, who you've been. This Manziel thing, this is now heading to the grand jury.
Yeah, there's apparently hotel footage.
Oh. I mean.
What website?
I'm not sure where it's at. I haven't released it yet, but it'll be out.
Is it as simple as this? Because this, another one of our shows, Let's Get It On. Big John McCarthy brought up this subject. He basically said, no, he didn't basically say, he flat out said it. He goes, when I heard O.J. Simpson's attorney talking, it's obvious to me O.J. has CTE, mm-hmm. chronic and out of, what is it, chronic trauma encephalitis, encephalopathy. I can't even say the word. CTE.
It's where the fluid, the
he
spinal,
screwed up.
The spinal cord fluid, there becomes an opening and it goes up to the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your brain is literally malformed.
Yep.
Are we to believe that because it's happening, or at least we hear it happening a lot amongst football players, Jimbo? That the onset of these early concussions are affecting their behavior?
That's sad. But it doesn't change the fact that you can't have monsters roaming the earth.
That's right.
Sorry.
What are you going to – I mean, I feel like football, the sport, is coming to a critical crux in this matter. As long as
Goodell's making $36 million a year, shit's not going to change.
Whew.
But what's the percentage you think of guys that are going to play football and have these issues? What's the percent? I mean,
a lot of them. Surprisingly, a lot more than I thought.
5 years ago, Jim.
A lot.
Five years ago, Jimbo, I would have said less than 10%. Now I'm thinking half.
A friend of mine's husband played in the league for 8 years, and
I think half is going to be. I mean, I want to know where. Again, not. I'm going to go by simple. Just knowing mm-hmm. what's been in the media.
Right.
Okay. How do you come up with half by, I mean, some of the name, what was it, the Duerson guy, right? Junior Seau.
Do you know how many people are on the class action lawsuit right now, though, for this?
That have been checked
out by doctors?
Okay. I don't want to hear about that, okay? Because I don't want to.
Because it's a fact?
I don't want to hear about some guys that had some concussions and now they're going to jump in a lawsuit. I want to talk about guys that are doing some things that are completely off board, like these guys.
Like killing themselves.
You want to talk about guys who most likely, if brought in, would be diagnosed with
CTE. In other words,
what
I don't want to do is I don't want the smokers that are jumping in the lawsuits that there's really nothing wrong with them, but they go to a doctor and they say, well, you've been smoking your whole life and you got a little lung issue.
They were seen by a doctor appointed by the NFL. This wasn't their own doctor doing it. It was a league doctor that checked these guys out.
Okay.
Again, not everybody qualifies for the lawsuit.
Okay. Again, I'm talking about it's no different than if you play football for 10 years and you can't walk because your knees are shot. Your head might be a little messed up. I'm talking about to the extent.
The CTE level.
Yes. I'm talking about to that extent. How many guys has it affected? And we don't know that.
I have no reasoning.
But it's not half.
I don't know.
Because here's the thing.
I can throw that back at you and say, can you prove it's not half?
Well, there's a whole lot of guys walking around there that used to play in the NFL that are living a great life.
You got to also understand, these guys are some of the most proud people that you'll ever meet.
Are they?
My friend's husband refused to go to the doctor,
I'm not disagreeing with that.
No, and they found out he had this. So he called like six or seven of his buddies that he played with the different teams and talked them to go, and they all had the same stuff. The bigger issue of this is the NFL lied and withheld information from the players in these tests that they were getting. So that's actually what the lawsuit's about. It's not about these guys getting hurt.
And I'm okay
playing.
With that.
Yeah,
I don't have an issue with that part of it. I'm talking about the fact that it's an unfortunate part of it. And when you play, you sign up for it. And now if people are – it's like the cigarette lawsuit. Are they suing because they got cancer from smoking cigarettes? No, they're suing because – the whole light thing, right? Isn't that the real issue at the end of the day? That it was described as light and the marketing made people feel like it was going to be healthier?
I can speak something similar to that is the mesothelioma stuff.
Okay.
There was class action lawsuits against that, big lawsuits against that. People were dying of cancer because the employers were lied to about what they were working on and what was there. They did not have full knowledge.
Right.
And that's what's being said. The NFL was not fully honest with these guys about what they were seeing in these tests and what doctors were telling them.
Right.
So what I'm wondering, guys, at this point, though, because we've seen the problem at the NFL level. We're seeing a big problem in behavior at the collegiate level. Are they already getting to their freshman year
I'm
in college,
right
Tim?
Now.
Are they already getting their TO with some type of CTE development going on?
Three of my buddies that played small college football.
Yeah.
And played in high school. One of them works with us.
Okay.
He said for sure he had concussions. He knows in high school.
But did it lead to the next step of the chronic?
Yeah, his ears ring all the time now.
Oh, man.
I mean, you can go talk to him. It's just – and what's crazy is, you know, there's a show on.
My wife's ears ring. She never played it down.
Yeah, there you go. So Friday Night Tykes.
Throwing it out there. I mean
– I appreciate it.
Friday Night Tykes. It's a show on Esquire about Texas football, and these kids can't be older than 10. And these coaches are – I mean, like, helmet to helmet, hit hard. You know, they don't know football. So lay the wood, hit hard.
Well, now you've answered – now you've opened up a whole nother –
But that's what I'm saying. These kids start playing so early and they don't know how to tackle.
You've got a whole discussion for the couch now. I mean, a whole other discussion for the couch.
But don't you think that's stupid getting your kids involved at tackle football at 6?
Well, it's not for me to tell anybody what to do.
No, but I mean, would you do it? Would you let your kid do it?
I guess I'd let him play if he wanted to play.
Yeah, we had this conversation because my son asked.
I mean.
He asked. And I said, there is no way.
You're not
going to
learn anything at 6 years old.
That, your brain.
Well, again, not a know nothing about it. There's guys that I consider friends that obviously know much more about it than me, and they have opinions on it.
Yeah.
And their opinions are like assholes, and everybody has one.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm not saying they're not right opinions. My point is, though, that everybody has an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What's the right one? I think you got to make whatever decision you think is right for you. A very good friend would say, you know what? I played football when I was very young. I didn't like it. I quit.
Mm-hmm.
I came back and played in middle school, like right at the end of middle school, and then I wound up going to Mizzou to play football.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so obviously it wasn't necessary for me. What's necessary for him wasn't necessary. You know, everybody's situation's different. I just think at the end of the day, I mean, it doesn't have to be so serious. Just do what you want to do, and hopefully, you know, it's done for the right reason.
Should
now,
you be
this show? This show that you're speaking of, it shows extreme craziness.
Yeah,
that's
why it's on TV.
And here's another thing. Extreme craziness doesn't guarantee one thing or the other. You could be the most mild-mannered parents and have the most mild-mannered coach, and things are going to happen. It's part of it. But it's like the whole argument about – my wife and I discussed this the other day. Kids wearing, like, helmets when they ride their bike. We didn't wear helmets when we rode our bike when we were kids.
Nope.
We didn't wear shoulder pads or elbow pads and knee pads.
That explains Tony.
Well, so what's right? I don't know. Here's the sad part. Is every now and again some poor kid going to fall off his bike and hit his head and it's going to be serious? Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But then what's the next thing? We're going to send him out of the house wrapped in foam?
Nope.
Not play sports anymore because you could get hurt?
What about cutting weight at the age of 6 then?
Well,
that's
again,
another. That's,
now
isn't
we're,
that extreme?
Now we're back to some – now we're back to crazy, you know – You could get away from sports, though, when there's crazy shit going. I could – here.
Oh, no, I understand that with dance.
Here,
and
here.
Oh, you can take it.
Yeah. Hang on. I know right where you're going with this, okay? So let me throw a different one at you.
Okay.
At 6 years old, should a kid go to first grade or kindergarten, preschool, for depending on your – first grade, whatever it is, and then after that, all night go to some academic place and work on – that's socially acceptable because it's education and academics. No. It's just as stupid.
No, it's over the top. It's the same as the parent who makes a kid practice a cello for 8 or 9 hours
a day.
You're
not ramming your head into another kid like football, and you're not
well,
depleting your body of nutrients and shit when you're 6
that,
for wrestling.
That is the difference.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that is the difference.
It's just – it's one of those things. It's just kind of – I just don't believe anything that happens between the 6 – you know, the ages of 6 and 10 is going to sculpt your – athletic
and,
career as
and
a young
I
adult,
would,
an
and
adult.
I would 100% agree with you. Yeah. I, in fact, I might even go farther than that.
Yeah.
Everybody progresses at whatever it is they love to do at different rates.
That's right.
But the problem is everybody wants to look at somebody who's there currently, mm-hmm. right? And then whatever their hot story is at the time, that's the way to do it, right?
I
like,
know.
Like, you know, you want to, like Tiger Woods played golf every day from the time he was how old, right? So now everybody's got to do that, right?
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Okay, I guarantee you that just like in sports, there's just as many guys that played baseball year-round and 100 games a year as guys that played what we would consider to be a normal schedule.
Played a 20-game schedule and also played basketball and football during the
season. Well, you know what?
I
will say this, though. This is a guy said it out loud the other day to me, and it made a lot of sense. You know, the people that want to argue about, like baseball obviously mm-hmm. is a hot topic. Well, you know, you don't need to play all these games. You don't need to do all this. And if the term would be organized, because the guy brought it up, he said, you know what? And he's an older guy, you know. So he said, I was in the minor leagues for the Cardinals. And, yes, when I was 8, 9, 10 years old, I played 15 rec league baseball games in my park every year. But but what you don't know is that I really played 120 games a year. And I kind of looked at him like, what? And he said, I played every day.
Unorganized.
I did too.
And that's gone. There's no unorganized sports anymore.
He will tell you, right. I threw a baseball every day. Yep. And I threw it, you know, I did whatever. And yes, when I was 11 and 12 years old, I tried to throw curveballs like I saw on TV. No, there was no coach around, no parent. We all did it. We all thought it was, you know. So that's, you know, that's where you get into the whole who's doing what. And I think the bigger issue now is the only time the kids do what it is they're doing that causes these problems is when they get taken somewhere to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my own opinion, and I'm not saying it's right, based on what I've seen, based on all the stuff I've been fortunate enough to whether it be read or look at, that's my opinion.
Jim, I hear you, and you're right. Everyone's got one. That'll do it for this edition of the program, boys. Don't forget, Not So Fast. Check out the website, notsofastpodcast.com.
Tell them about our Twitter.
Twitter. I'd love to tweet you.
Tweet me out, buddy.
All right. At Not So Fast Show. Facebook, facebook.com/notsofastshow. You can email us at info@notsofastpodcast.com. Don't forget to go to iTunes, Stitcher, or any major podcast outlet and click subscribe. That's right. Click subscribe. And wouldn't mind if they left us a 5-star review. That would be very nice.
We'd love it.
Why don't you take us out today with this great raspy Sam Elliott voice?
Have a good weekend, everybody.
Not So Fast, a Lineup Media Group production. Find us online at notsofastpodcast.com. Plus, on iTunes, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets. Get every LMG podcast now at lineupmediagroup.com.